IRA linked Michelle O'Neill to become First Minister of Northern Ireland. By Breitbart London on February 3, 2024. London, AP, Sinn Féin Vice President Michelle O'Neill is poised to make history Saturday by becoming the first Irish nationalist leader of Northern Ireland as the government returned to work after a two-year boycott by unionists. O'Neill is expected to be nominated as first minister in the government that under the terms of the 1998 Good Friday Peace Accord shares power between Northern Ireland's two main communities, British unionists who want to stay in the UK, and Irish nationalists who seek to unite with Ireland. Northern Ireland was established as a unionist, Protestant majority part of the UK in 1921, following independence for the Republic of Ireland. One side can't govern without agreement from the other. Government business ground to a halt over the past 2 years after the Democratic Unionist Party walked out to protest trade issues related to Brexit. O'Neill will share power with a deputy first minister from the DUP who has not yet been named. The two will be equals, but O'Neill, whose party captured more seats in the Northern Ireland Assembly in the 2022 elections, will hold the more prestigious title. "This is a historic day," O'Neill said on X, formerly known as Twitter. "As a first minister for all, I am determined to lead positive change for everyone, and to work together with others to progress our society in a spirit of respect, cooperation, and equality." O'Neill, 47, was elected to the Stormont Assembly in 2007 and comes from a family of Irish Republicans. Her party, Sinn Féin, was affiliated with the militant Irish Republican Army during the Troubles, a period of about 30 years of violent conflict over the future of Northern Ireland which ended with the Good Friday Agreement. The return to government came exactly 2 years after a DUP boycott over a dispute about trade restrictions for goods coming into Northern Ireland from Great Britain. Northern Ireland's 1.9 million people were left without a functioning administration as the cost of living soared and public services were strained. An open border between the North and the Republic was a key pillar of the peace process that ended the Troubles, so checks were imposed instead between Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK. An agreement a year ago between the UK and the EU, known as the Windsor Framework, eased customs checks and other hurdles but didn't go far enough for the DUP, which continued its boycott. The UK government this week agreed to new changes that would eliminate routine checks and paperwork for most goods entering Northern Ireland, although some checks will remain for illegal goods or disease prevention. The new changes included legislation affirming Northern Ireland's constitutional status as part of the UK and gives local politicians democratic oversight of any future EU laws that might apply to Northern Ireland. The UK government also agreed to give Northern Ireland more than £3 billion, $3.8 billion, for its battered public services once the Belfast government is back up and running. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.